Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
What are you giving your mother for Mother's Day? And why am I asking you that question right now? You'll find out in this episode of Simply Holy, a podcast for Catholics who want to grow in holiness and joy by living a simple, everyday spirituality. Hey, I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenlon, and I'm excited because today we have the gift to be sandwiched between two awesome holidays in our, well, holy days might be a better way to phrase it. Holy days in our Catholic Church. So we're right in between the Feast of the Holy Family, and I'm going to be talking about that. Particularly, I want to get into the importance of Saint Joseph. And coming up is the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, on January 1st. Now, did you know that January 1st is a holy day of obligation in the Catholic Church here in the U.S.? Growing up, to be very honest with you, I did not know that. While my family was Catholic, they weren't well-educated Catholics. My parents were not well-educated Catholics in the sense of some of the things that maybe they should have known and practiced, but I'm not picking on my parents. They raised us Catholic. They did a good job. My dad in particular was a very devout Catholic man. And for some reason that holy day, that solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, was not on their radar. Perhaps it was not a holy day of obligation then. I would have to look into that. If you know, shoot me an email, because I'm curious to know if perhaps decades ago that was not a holy day of obligation. In any case, we're in between these two awesome feasts, the Feast of the Holy Family and the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, on January 1st, a holy day of obligation. The temptation, and I know this from personal experience, I know this from the people in my life, the temptation is to say, oh, I'm too tired, we've partied too much, or we've stayed up too late, or we're too tired from Christmas, whatever it is, we tend to miss that beautiful liturgy by not going to Mass on the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, January 1st. And how do I know this? Because when you go to Mass, which I hope you will, when you go to Mass on January 1st, you will see, like I have seen in the past, that there's not nearly as many people as there are, first of all, on Christmas, and then even at the regular Sunday Masses. For some reason, I think that this gets missed, which is why I'm talking about it in this podcast, because it's not to be missed, and I'm looking for your help in letting others know it's awesome. It is the ultimate Mother's Day. And this is why I open this show asking you what you're going to give your mother for Mother's Day. Let me explain. First of all, let's look at the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. How in the world did we get that? Where did that come from? Well, first of all, the solemnity falls on the octave of Christmas. So the eighth day of celebrating the birth of Christ. Now, in the Catholic tradition, octaves mark high holy days. So in the United States, there are two octaves that are observed each year. The first is Christmas, the second is Easter. So it's fitting that we celebrate Mary's motherhood on the Christmas octave, since without her, there would never have been a Christ child in the first place. Now, the title, Mary, Mother of God, or in Greek, it's Theotokos. This is the highest title that could ever be given to the Blessed Mother. The highest title, Mary, Mother of God, Theotokos. It's also the oldest feast of Mary to be celebrated in the Catholic Church. Did you know that? The oldest feast. This feast was decided upon at the Council of Ephesus in 431. And ever since then, Mary has been honored as Mother of God, Theotokos. Also, at the Council of Ephesus, it was discerned that our Lord's humanity and divinity could not be separated. They couldn't be separated. There was some argument there. They could not be separated, which means there is even greater significance lent to Mary's title as Mother of God, because she literally gave birth to the divine. Literally gave birth to the divine. Now, spiritually speaking, and this is where we get into Mother's Day, spiritually speaking, she also gave birth to you and me. Because when Mary spoke her fiat, or her yes, at the Annunciation to becoming Jesus's mother, she also, at that very moment, gave her consent to becoming mother of all of Christ's body. So we are part of that mystical body of Christ. Therefore, his mother is our mother. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that so amazing? So while in May we celebrate publicly as kind of a public holiday, Mother's Day, Mary's Mother's Day comes on January 1st. The solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, that's her Mother's Day. That's the ultimate Mother's Day, because Mary is the ultimate mother. She's mother of Christ and she's mother of all humankind. Isn't that so beautiful? That is so amazing. And so this is the ultimate Mother's Day, that we give her a gift to show our appreciation for her motherhood and admit to the holiness of her motherhood, of her position as Theotokos. Now, obviously, she doesn't need anything physical. She doesn't need anything physical. We know that. But to give her a spiritual gift on Mother's Day, what spiritual gift, what spiritual bouquet? You know, a lot of moms like to get flowers on Mother's Day. What spiritual bouquet, what blossoms can you give to her for her Mother's Day, for Mary's Mother's Day? I can tell you one, and that is make the sacrifice, get up, go to Mass. Just do it. Just please do it. And celebrate that Mass. Attend to it with your whole heart and with great joy. Because without Mary, Christ would not have been born. The gift that Mary gave to all of humankind when she gave birth to her son is so inconceivably great that we can only imagine a mere particle of it. A mere particle. Can you just think about that? So, there's two parts to this gift that she is. So the first gift that she's given to us is the gift of the Savior born from her womb. And the second part of the gift is that of being a sublime and holy mother who cares for us deeply and endlessly, and whose intercession is most powerful before our Lord Jesus. That's so exciting. That's so exciting. So you should be excited to get up and go attend Mass on New Year's Day. As much excitement in your heart as Christmas Eve or Christmas Day when you went to Mass. Because this is the ultimate Mother's Day. You're going there to celebrate Mary's Mother's Day. And don't let it just be Mass. Carry it throughout the day. Give her honor in everything you think, do, and say. Do something special in your prayer corner. If you can get flowers or light a candle, anything that you can do. Have a special meal. Most people do anyway. Most people have a special meal on New Year's Day. So make that meal a Mother's Day meal for our Blessed Mother and celebrate the ultimate Mother's Day. The ultimate Mother's Day. Now, I want to still get to the other part of this podcast, which is to talk about the Feast of the Holy Family, more specifically, the Holy Family itself. Now, even though we may have celebrated that feast at Sunday Mass this past Sunday, it's, you know, the Holy Family wasn't the Holy Family for a day. So through this whole Christmas season, we honor absolutely our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. We honor Mary for being his mother. But we honor also the Holy Family. The head of that Holy Family is Saint Joseph. And we often, I believe, overlook him. I think Saint Joseph is vastly overlooked because he's quiet. He's not quoted in scripture. He's kind of a background figure for the most part through Christ's life, with the exception of, you know, when the Annunciation and the dreams, the flight to Egypt, the night of Christ's birth, you know, looking for a place to stay. But he's very quiet, and people tend to forget how important and what a powerful saint he is. Now, I'm going to recommend to you a book by my friend, and I really mean that. He is a good friend. Father Donald Calloway. His book, Consecration to Saint Joseph, the subtitles, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father, is by Marian Press. You can find him. You can find him online. Go to Marian Press. And or you can do fathercalloway.com. You can also do consecrationtosaintjoseph.org. Look this book up. Get it. And work through the chapters of this book. It's set up to be a 33-day, I believe, preparation culminating in consecration to Saint Joseph. Now, even if you don't, that would be a sad thing, but even if you don't feel called to consecrate yourself to Saint Joseph, at least get the book and read through the texts of the book, because it will open your eyes in brand new ways to who Saint Joseph was and is. He's more than just this shepherd-looking fellow who took care of Mary and Jesus. He has an important and powerful place in our Catholic Church and among the communion of saints. One of the prayers in Father Calloway's book, let me rephrase that. I was pointed to a prayer to Saint Joseph by an exorcist friend. I had a child, a grown child, who was going through a very tough time and in some moral danger. And this exorcist friend told my husband and I about this novena. It's called Prayer to the Holy Cloak Novena. And they're talking about, it's referring to the Holy Cloak of Saint Joseph. This exorcist friend recommended that we pray this prayer. So it's a simple prayer. You say it every day for 30 days and pray it for this young person that was in trouble. So we did that. We've done that. And we've done this faithfully now going forward, because not only have we entrusted just one of our kids, but our entire family to Saint Joseph, to the protection of his holy cloak. Now, I don't like to read when I'm doing podcasts. I think it gets annoying. But I'd like you to hear the words of this prayer, because it's just so amazing. And how does this tie into Father Calloway? He has this prayer in the back of his book. So I had found it elsewhere first, and then as I was working through Father Calloway's book, I found it in the back, which was a reaffirmation for me of how amazing and powerful this prayer is. In our times right now, in our present times, we need all the protection we can get. That's kind of serious and heavy. I know that, but it's time to wake up. You, your family, your loved ones, you need all the protection you can get against the wickedness that's out there. We need not be afraid. You need not ever be afraid. You have Christ. But you need to be aware. I need to be aware. We all do. Now, the Holy Cloak, Novena. Here is the prayer, and you'll understand why this is just so powerful. Now, the prayer in itself, the pronouns are always me. But you can easily change that to rather I than, say, our family or this or that child, whatever it is. You can easily change the names and pronouns. So here's what the prayer says. O glorious Patriarch Saint Joseph, you who were chosen by God above all men to be the earthly head of the most holy of families, I beseech you to accept me within the folds of your holy cloak, that you may become the guardian and custodian of my soul. From this moment on, I choose you as my Father, my protector, my counselor, my patron, and I beseech you to place in your custody my body, my soul, all that I am, all that I possess, my life, and my death. Look upon me as your child. Defend me from the treachery of my enemies, invisible or otherwise. Assist me at all times in all my necessities. Console me in the bitterness of my life, and especially at the hour of my death. Say but one word for me to the divine Redeemer, whom you were deemed worthy to hold in your arms, and to the Blessed Virgin Mary, your most chaste spouse. Request for me those blessings which will lead me to salvation. Include me amongst those who are the most dear to you, and I shall set forth to prove myself worthy of your special patronage. Amen. That, oh, I just love that prayer. And I pray it every single day for my entire family. Parents, grandparents have the right to pray these kinds of, I'm going to call them defense of evil prayers over their spouses, children, grandchildren. That is a right that parents and grandparents have. Not only a right, but an obligation. So this Feast of the Holy Family, I hope, is looking different for you than it did when you went to Mass on the feast. And there, I'm sure, you know, there were, you know, the homily and prayers and so forth, celebrating the Holy Family. And it is a beautiful celebration. I don't mean to knock that in any possible way. But let's carry it forward. Let's carry forth, going forward, not only Jesus and our Blessed Mother, but Saint Joseph as well, in honoring them and asking their intercession for all of us, for our own families, in all of our needs, in all of our desires, for our church, for our world, our country. Let's invoke the intercession of the Holy Family, that amazing three people who were at the very beginning of the Savior's life. How beautiful. Oh, my friend, time went quickly, and it's time to close the show. I want to thank you for joining me today. Thank you so very much. Please, I'm asking you, share this podcast. Spread the word about January 1st. Invite others to go to Mass to celebrate Theotokos, Mary, Mother of God. Spread the word about the importance of the Holy Family, and even more so, the importance of Saint Joseph. Spread the word about this powerful novena. It's a great novena of protection. If you'd like to know more about me, if you want to book me for a speaking engagement, online conference, online consult, you want to read my blog, shop my bookstore, find out where to follow me on social media, go to margefenlon.com. That's margefenlon.com. Until next time, remember the only thing stopping you from becoming holy is the excuse you make for not pursuing it. God bless you. May our Mother Mary protect and guide you. And Merry Christmas. Blessed Feast of the Holy Family. Blessed Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.